USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats failed in their effort to change the Senate's 60-vote filibuster rule, with Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona siding with all Republicans in the evenly split Senate. 52 lawmakers opposed the rule change, while 48 all Democrats were in favor. Senator Manchin on the Senate floor.
One party to exert complete control in the Senate with only a simple majority will only pour fuel on the fire of political whiplash and dysfunction that is tearing this nation apart.
With inflation tearing at the American workers' buying power, the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal, global crisis in Ukraine, Iran, North Korea, and our border with Mexico, President Biden tells the American people Wednesday that he has exceeded most expectations.
Outperformed what anybody thought would happen. We have made enormous progress. You mentioned the number of deaths from COVID. Well, it was three times that.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The NCAA rule to allow transgender women to compete with biological women is being opposed by a former Olympic gold medalist.
Caitlyn Jenner is speaking out about University of Pennsylvania transgender swimmer Leah Thomas. The former Olympian saying Thomas competing in women's swimming is not good for the sport due to uneven competition. The NCAA is set to discuss transgender participation in sports on Thursday. Jenner suggesting stricter rules should be put in place for transgender athletes. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
China's central bank lowered its lending rates, stepping in to support a slowing economy that has been weighed down by the property market during a politically important year for leader Xi Jinping. The People's Bank of China said Thursday it cut its five-year loan prime rate to 4.6% from 4.65%, the first cut since April of 2020. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden delivered remarks prior to taking questions at a press conference marking 1 year since he took office.
It's been a year of challenges, but it's also been a year of enormous progress. We went from 2 million people being vaccinated at the moment I was sworn in to 210 million Americans being fully vaccinated today. We created 6 million new jobs, more jobs in 1 year than any time before. Unemployment dropped, the unemployment rate dropped to 3.9%. Child poverty dropped by nearly 40%, the biggest drop ever in American history. New business applications grew by 30%, the biggest increase ever. And for the first time in a long time, this country's working people actually got a raise. Actually got a raise. People, the bottom 40%, saw their income go up the most of all of them got a raise. We cut health insurance premiums for millions of American families, and we just made surprise medical bills illegal in this country. You know those bills you get that you don't expect that are $2,000 to $5,000 from the hospital beyond what you thought you were going to have to owe because the consultation you weren't told was going to cost that much? No more. They're now illegal. Thanks to the American Rescue Plan and other actions we've taken, we've seen record job creation, record economic growth in the past year.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.